Hello, sir. I don't know when you're going to get this because time zones and travel and jet lag and all of that, but I hope the conferences are going well. I hope everything is all right and things are going according to plan. I don't like it when you travel, though. I know that you have to, and I know your job is important, but really hard on me. Just the whole place is so lonely and quiet, and I don't know what to do with myself without you here. The bed just, it feels wrong without you there, and I've been cuddling with your pillow every night since you left. It doesn't smell like you anymore, but for a while it did, and I hope you won't get mad at me if I say I have kind of been raiding your t-shirt drawer for nightgowns. But I gotta be careful when I do that, because when I'm cuddling your pillow and wearing your t-shirt, and it smells like you, and I'm dreaming of you, sometimes I wake up doing things. But I haven't come. I haven't. I promise. I've been good. It's not easy, but you have made it easier by locking up the toy chest and taking the key with you. That was not nice, sir. But I understand why you did it. We still need to work on my control. It's been so hard being good, though. Smelling your scent and missing you so much. You better be proud of me, sir. It's so hard to be good. Sometimes, when I'm feeling really, really lonely, I'll wear some of the pretty things that you've bought me. And dresses and the stockings. The bras and panties. Because I like how they make me feel. They make me think of you. But I don't feel as pretty without you there to see me and tell me that I'm pretty. Is that bad? I hope that's not bad. I don't want to be bad. I want to be good for you, sir. You haven't been making it any easier to be good, sir. You know what I'm talking about. Every night, you send me pictures, letting me know that you're thinking of me. It's not fair, by the way, that you get to do that and I can't. And I just have to look at pictures of your big, hard, leaking cock. Sorry, I was looking at one of the pictures just now, actually. Got a little bit distracted. Because you do that to me, sir. You drive me to distraction. And you like it. I know you do. Oh, that's naughty of me to say. I'm sorry. I'll be good, I promise. I can't help but remember the night before you left for your trip. It was the most intense that we've been. And I'm really happy that you thought I was ready with the handcuffs and the blindfold and the pretty, pretty new panties you bought me. All black and red and open down the middle. Oh, it was a good night, sir. It was. Just remembering the feel of your hands stroking across my skin, are smacking against my ass. Oh, sir, the way you growled when I whimpered and got wet when you spanked me. And the way that you held my hair and guided me as I sucked your cock. I always like it when you show me what to do, sir. It means so much to me that you're willing to take the time and have the patience to help me learn how to please you. I love learning how to please you, sir. I love the way your eyes closed when I was finally able to take you all the way into my mouth for the first time. Oh, I almost came from that, sir. Did you know that? When I finally was able to suck your cock all the way down, and your hands tightened in my hair, and your head fell back, and your eyes closed. Oh, sir, I was so close to coming for you just then. But I held back because I was a good girl, and I know I can't come without your permission. And when you finally did give your permission, when you were holding me so tight in your lap, your arms wrapped around my back, and your cock slamming up into me, and you leaned in, and you kissed my ear, and you whispered, "Come, little girl." I was kinda scared I blew out your eardrums with my scream. I'm glad I didn't, though. I'm glad that I was able to come for you, and to feel you come so deep inside of me. Darn it. I'm horny, sir. I wish you would let me touch just a little bit so I could keep myself stretched and open for you when you get back. I wouldn't come. I know better than that. You taught me to be better than that. But just being able fill myself with fingers and know that it's not even close to the way I'll be stretched around your cock. Sir, I miss you so much. I don't know how much more I can take. My body, it needs you. Oh, please, sir. Please, please. Hurry home. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be good. Please, please come home soon.